We loved them all, we loved them all, we loved them all, we loved them all, we loved them all. They've taught us all of these things, these wonderful things, and they brought us into this place, you know, this place we call now. And it's reality. In my way, I guess. But who all these guys gonna move down ever? And where they gonna work? And if we keep doing all this, where do we get all this water to drink? On you, they like the kind of the maikonya, the kind of the bug in the mountains, and you get this other bug inside a river and the streams. Man, you get one, everybody look nice. Hey, get a nice purple flower. Next thing you know, bah, you can walk across the water. Yes, guys, but our people left to find its own identity again, constantly being questioned in the advertiser, constantly being challenged by the State X-Men, you punk ass, holy. Constantly being challenged as to our identity. I think time power, man.
This guy, this kind. This accept this guy come out and say, hey, somehow, man, you know, whatever. Whatever, for whatever reason. We need to accept the responsibility of setting that nonsense straight. Palanayo, man. Yeah, man, a big pile of worms crawling out of this shit. Pull up now. We no need do that already. We no can do that already. We're sitting here fighting for our identity. We cannot do that already. The mawmonger of the world now questions who we are. From the time of Kalakaua, we have had diplomatic relations formally and treaties with these people. Now they question who we are. We have armchair historians in the newspaper talking about who we are. The identity of our people now is being threatened by the mere definition as to who we are. Chippie ever. Sucking guys, nobody asks on German who the hell he. Nobody asks on French guy who he. Nobody asks an English guy who he. But I guess you really have to ask an American guy who he. Same thing like us, eh? We were almost as exclusive as the moon. And when they first came, they took ownership. I love it when I read the newspapers and I hear people talk about Aloha Spirit. I love it. Aloha. Where's the Aloha Spirit gone? I don't know, last time I saw my little spirit bar was on the end of your baseball bat right after it left my head. Where'd our little spirit gun? Call him me, man. Did I force you to come here? Am I in your way of travel? Am I a necessary obstacle? In the middle of the ocean, I become a problem. The dignity of all people is based on the fact that they are in control of the hospitality of their selves. And without that, there is no dignity. There is no dignity. There is no dignity. And that's why tourism is a prostitution and not an invitation. And not an invitation. And not an invitation. Again, we can gain the dignity of our own sunrise. Can. And it doesn't take killing. And it doesn't take mayhem. We as Maoli merely need to understand that can. Like my brother said, bro, what needs to be needs you, cuz. What needs to be needs you, bro. What needs to be needs you, bro. And me, and my kids, and my mopuna, and my brothers, and my sisters, and my aunties, and my cousins. And my aumakua, and my akua, and my nakua. What needs to be needs you, God. Thank you, my brother.